just realized who those two are. They, well, at least she, invented the technology that allows the city to float.
Giant balloons?
Quantum particles, suspended in space-time at a fixed height.
So, not giant balloons?
I've never pulled a long hair out of my ass.
Oh, Frank. It's awfully awful.
All right, well, and here we are.
I guess that brings us back. This is episode 14. Are we technically on 14?
Yeah, can we even count the PAX one as an episode?
Yes. Well, we did a point. We did like a decimal point for the PS4 one.
Yeah.
Should we do a decimal point for the Xbox one?
Yeah. Let's call it a 14.
Maybe.
This is 14.
Well, this is like a pre-Xbox. Either yeah, this is episode 14 of the AP Proof Podcast. And we should probably introduce ourselves. I am Corey Atwood.
I'm Roger.
I'm Susie.
And I'm Joe.
Yay.
I don't need a nickname anymore.
All right, we are all back. We have kind of been on hiatus since
anus?
The end of PAX. We've been on high anus.
Yes, too much anus? Too much video games, too much cosplayers. We had to take a break.
Yeah, there was about a month there we've been gone, and a lot has happened in the community since we've begun video. I can't talk.
It's a PAX hangover is what it is. We have a PAX hangover. It's throughout the industry.
We were
PAX hangover is everywhere.
We were miserable after PAX. That last episode was rough, like, just to be able to get through it. But either way, we're back, and we have a lot of things to talk about, and we always kick off the show with a game.
We do.
And a shot.
And Roger Leone wants to do this game. I don't know if you can get everybody at this table to do a shot right now.
Yeah. Does everyone want to do a shot?
I would do
a
shot. Okay.
All
right. We're all going to
do a shot. Do a shot?
We're all doing a shot. All
right.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, you have to pour a shot then, right? You've got to get shot glasses.
Yeah, I'll do that. So I'm going to stop
Let's
this.
Let's take a quick break. All right, so we're back.
It's shot
time.
Ding,
ding, ding, ding, all right, we're back, ding, and we have shots.
Shots.
Roger had
shots,
two shot glasses
shots.
And, like, was that like a... Some
These
sort
are measuring
of
spoons,
measuring
if spoons. You would call. Yeah.
That's not a measuring spoon. It's a cup.
It's a
quart of
cup.
But either way, we're already to do our shot.
Yeah.
Or we're going to do it to this song, because it was a new song that I put on the soundboard.
Are
we doing shots now?
We're doing shots to this song. Ready? Clink.
Yeah.
Ah, it's delicious.
Woo, doggy.
Grapey.
Everyone quiet.
Nice.
Wow, that was good.
We like to start each podcast with a game.
A game.
I was responsible for the game this time.
Game?
And this is a trivia game.
Game.
Are you calling me gay?
No, game.
I get it. Okay, I get it. I got your joke. Continue the joke.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all we've got.
So since we haven't been on here for what, over a month now?
About a month,
It's been about a month, yeah.
So we missed a lot of stuff, so Francis is not doing good after that shot. Anyway,
give
us
the
pale awful.
That was like yum.
I don't do anything.
So we've missed a lot of stuff in video games. We've missed a lot of stuff in comics and movies. So my trivia contest, game, whatever you want to call it, consists of three categories.
Game?
Each category has 7 questions each.
Excellent.
Indeed.
I'm just trying to keep up with the sound.
A wrong answer, you do a drinky.
And you get one of those.
And if you get a right answer, I do a drinky. And you get one of those.
Yeah? Good.
All right. Are you going to keep score? Do you have like a pen?
Yes,
I
have a pen.
Okay.
To decide who goes first, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 5 million. Francis? 2. Wrong.
We have to guess it? This is
going
to take a while.
Am I guess?
Yeah.
Between what numbers and what?
1 and 5 million.
Ah, shit. 3,257,000.
It's not in the 3 millions.
Well, whatever,
asshole.
156.
Wrong. Susie was the closest with two because my number was one.
That's a dickhead move.
Boo.
Sorry.
Boo earns.
Yes. Let's start the game.
Excellent.
Would you like category one, which is video games? Category two, which is comics? Or category three, which is movies?
One.
That got like way okay. like video accent-y games. Like
I'm
halfway
sorry.
Through that.
I'm sorry.
No, that was good.
So you chose Canadian video production. Games?
Movies.
Now pick a number between one and seven.
This is odd. Do I
have to guess the right number?
No.
Seven.
Seven.
I think it's just so we can randomize it.
All right, Francis. Your question, followed by a multiple choice option answer, whatever
you
want to
like
call it.
Do you like penis?
All right, get it.
What Microsoft employee said, deal with it.
Oh, God.
When there was backlash for the always online rumor.
Is there stealing? Could I steal this?
No. A, Adam Jones. B,
Adam Jensen.
Adam Orth.
Yes.
C.
Adam Orth.
Are you? Okay.
Final
good
answer?
Job, Francis.
Who keeps up with that shit?
Correct.
What
I
do.
Do
you have a baseball card for Adam Orth?
So I have to drink.
I knew that.
Everybody knew that. Anybody who's anybody knows that.
I thought his name was Orth, though. I don't know
why. Who cares
Orth
what his name
from.
Is? Make
so
my
I'm
video
go,
games, guy.
I'm going counterclockwise, so Joe's next.
Good.
Do you want category one?
Two. Movies. Three.
Three.
Give me the three.
Okay. Now,
give
do you
me
want.
The three.
You want question three as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll get this.
Yell three until he asks you something.
Three!
Okay. Question number three to Joe. What movie is stated to have real sex scenes where anything that can be shown legally will be seen? A.
Red meat and titties.
Indeed.
A. Nymphomaniac. B. Pink. C.
Ooh, pink.
Rabbit okay. Hole. D. Orgy.
Rabbit Hole.
I'm going to go with Pink.
You would be incorrect.
Fuck that.
What was it, Rabbit Hole?
What a gay question
no.
that was.
The,
why would you
correct
ask a question that was so stupid?
The correct answer was Nymphomaniac.
Oh. Well, that was a porn?
Shia LaBeouf is starting in
you,
it.
You won the nudity contest that we had. Not that
yes.
you got naked for the contest. Go back and listen
you,
to
you
it.
Got three right. I had one.
You won that
Shia
contest.
Shia LaBeouf is supposed to actually have like real sex in that movie. Like that was like on the top of the script. It was like,
he's
you're
finally
really
going to He's finally going to He's finally going to break
no,
his
no,
cherry?
I assume they advertised that, but I don't think it really happened.
Yeah, just like Jennifer Aniston's
hey,
titties
hey,
in what was that movie? Wanderlust?
It was
they made two versions of the film.
Bullcrap.
They made two versions of the film. There's a softcore version and a hardcore version.
Yeah, says the PR guy.
Yeah.
Listen, we'll watch the movie. And
no, we
says
won't.
Lionsgate
okay.
film.
No, we won't.
Anyways, Corey.
Shia LaBeouf.
Category one, two. Oh, I got to mark down which
Shia
questions
Shia LaDouche.
Category one, two, or three.
Can I know what the numbers mean? It's video games.
One is video games. Two is comics. Three is movies.
Video games.
So category number one. Do you want pick a number between one and seven?
One.
One. Okay. I might butcher the pronunciation of this guy's last name.
Oh, he's Japanese.
Robert Kotick.
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 Bobby
CEO.
Kotick.
Bobby Kotick, yeah.
CEO
Bobby
of Activision Kotick. Was reported to make how much money last year? A.
Supposed to know a number.
$75.3 million. B. $60.1 million. C. $164.9 million. Or D, $64.9 million.
I think it's the first one. It's like 74.
You'd be
luck,
wrong.
Fucker.
It's 64.
Good luck, fucker.
Damn it.
$64.9 million
was
the correct answer.
I knew he made a lot. I knew that.
Question
more
that
than
was.
I made.
That was a dick.
Francis,
yes.
Would you like category one?
One.
All right, pick a number between one and seven.
Six.
So
fuck, isn't it six?
Pick a number. Six. Thank you.
Sex.
Okay, Francis, question number six. What recent video game release also has a TV show.
Defiance.
On the
God damn it. What are you giving him the softballs for?
You ask me how much a CEO gets paid, and you asked him about Defiance.
This is randomized. There's softballs in here.
You're right. You're right.
You're a softball.
Joe, category one, two,
that's
or three.
What was the second?
Second one was comics.
Video games.
Number one. Do you pick a number between one and seven?
Seven.
Okay.
Dick. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Rockstar. Revealed
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Rockstar revealed three character trailers recently. If you looked closely, you saw what type of music fan? A, a hipster. B, a goth. C, a deadhead. Or D, a juggalo.
Isn't that a...
I didn't watch any of them.
Objective.
None of them.
Pick one.
You didn't watch the trailer?
It's probably
no.
hipster.
What do I care? I'll play the game when it comes out. C.
Hipster.
Deadhead?
I don't know.
No. A juggalo. You
I
saw a juggalo.
Or hipster.
Incorrect.
What do I know? Gay questions.
Nothing, apparently.
Corey, category one, two, or three?
Video games, obviously.
Okay, one through seven.
One.
You thought anyone was going to pick comic books.
All right.
Developer.
He's gonna embarrass us when we talk about comic books.
Developer of Game Dev Tycoon combated piracy by doing what? A. Opening a lawsuit based on IP addresses. B. Putting piracy in the pirated copies of the game. C. Having pirated copies freeze after an hour of play. D. All characters have a pirate skin.
What were the first two again?
The first one was opening a lawsuit based on IP addresses. And the second one was putting piracy in pirated copies of the game.
I think it's B, piracy.
You would be right.
It's not.
Yay!
It's not.
That's right.
You're
right. I remember reading that, but it was a while ago.
You're not right.
So Roger's drinking. What are you drinking, Captains?
You're actually drinking two. I don't know if you noticed.
Francis.
Yes.
Category one, two, or three?
One.
Do B. Come on.
Keep in mind, there's only two questions left in category one.
I know.
One.
We're going to run through.
Okay, one through seven.
One.
Fucking Francis.
All right. Your question.
Thanks.
People who bought Steam versions of Dead Island Riptide received what
Dark
game?
Dark Souls.
Correct.
Why would you ask him a question about Steam? Yeah, like you wouldn't know that.
Random.
Randomize my ass.
No, it's I know what he's doing.
My ass.
I do that too when I run the games.
Joseph, category one, two, or three?
I'm going with comics.
Okay.
Question number one.
Your funeral, man. Your funeral.
Fucking son
okay.
of a bitch.
Question number one to Joe. Mark Millar and Frank Quitely collaborated on which recent comic? A.
I'd say A.
A. A. Jupiter's Legacy. B. Nemesis 2. C. Red Mist Year 1.
Penis.
D. Apollo's Death.
That sounds penis. Sexy.
I think I know.
No. One,
so. Take a swing there, guys.
Fucking Frank quietly. Is it new or old?
It's recent. This is all stuff that's happened in the month we've been
on. Then it's got to be the Jupiter's one.
Correct. Good yes. job.
That was the one I didn't read that shit.
You are correct,
stupid.
Sir.
Emo
I got a drink.
Fuckers.
Hold on, let me drink.
30 Seconds to Mars looking motherfuckers on the cover. I don't want to read that shit.
It's very good.
Yeah, good for you.
Corey.
Give me the last comic or video game one.
Alrighty. Last question in the video games category to Corey. Injustice, Gods Among Us, DC's fighting game released
Fungus
their
Among
first
Us?
DLC character. Who was it?
Deathstroke.
A. Red Robin. B. Lobo. C. Animal Man.
Wolverine.
D. Phallus Man.
Captain America.
You just couldn't come up with a D, huh?
No.
Is it Red Robin?
Wrong.
No, it's Lobo, and the new one's Batwoman.
It's so stupid.
I know Gaslight Catwoman is going to be...
That's the Lobo.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, Francis.
So who was it? Was
yes.
it Lobo?
Yeah, Lobo was the correct answer.
Francis,
I
hope
you
don't get
Francis, you only have two categories left.
Comics, number two.
Comics question number
it's
two.
It's not about Jeff Johns. He's done.
Green Lantern is Hal Jordan.
Comics question number two. Scott Snyder's next Batman story deals with the inception of Bruce Wayne as Batman.
Inception. It's about dreams.
What is the name of the storyline?
It's a Batman inside
a,
of Batman.
A. Darkness. B.
Inside a bat.
Year one.
Bat within a bat.
Are we?
Sorry.
We
I'm
hey,
sorry.
Hey,
I'm
you
sorry.
Can't deal with background noise?
C. 0 year. D. Rises.
Rises.
You idiot. Wrong.
I'm an idiot. Scott Snyder. Didn't he direct 300?
Right. Joseph.
That was Zach.
What do you want?
Oh.
Same guy.
Give me the movies.
Movies?
Give me the movies.
Okay, 1 through 7.
One.
Movies.
Give me the fastball.
Movies. Number one.
Don't drop the paper.
Does Shia LaBeouf have sex in this one?
Question.
It's about aliens.
Henry Cavill. Is that right? Is it Cavill or Cavill?
Superman.
I don't know.
Is that the guy from Person of Interest?
No. He's the guy from Superman.
Henry Cavill or Cavill, whatever.
Whatever.
The newest Superman said he was a huge fan of which video game? A. Deus Ex Human Revolution. B. Angry Birds. C. Halo. Or D. Skyrim.
Let me preface this question with
I know
why
the
would I care what he likes for video
that's
games?
That's what you need to think about before you answer this question, because that's a hint. It's the answer to this question.
Halo.
Wrong.
Fuck him! Fuck Henry Cavill!
Skyrim.
Fuck
it was
Superman.
Skyrim.
Yes.
Fuck him!
Corey, category 2
fuck
or 3?
Fuck him in his face.
Not comic books.
Okay, so category 3.
I'm angry now. I'm
one
an angry
seven.
Drunk.
7.
In the upcoming movie, Pacific Rim,
ooh.
What are the
robots.
Names of the monsters and robots, respectively?
They say that in the trailer, the names
yeah,
of the
yeah, I think they've talked about it.
Godzilla. A,
Godzilla Kids. Mechs.
No.
B. Kaijus. and Jaegers.
No, not Kaiju Big Battle.
Jews. C. Krugers and Bay Bombers. D. Razorbacks and Monarchs.
C.
Wrong.
What?
It was Kaijus and Jaegers.
Kaijus and Jaegers?
Jaeger? Are you trying to say Jaegers? Like Jaegers, like
it.
The German word for hunters?
It might be Jaegers, but Kaiju is definitely
yeah,
Jaeger,
what the robots
Big
are
Big Battle.
Like J-A-E-G-E-R-S?
You got it.
Jaeger.
Yes.
Jaeger that's Jaeger.
Jaeger. I'm sorry.
Jaeger.
Francis,
yes.
Category two or three?
Two.
Two.
Give
comics.
That.
One. Question one.
Question one in comics.
You're not going to get this.
Okay.
I think I've gotten one right this whole game.
All
right.
Which comic and issue number was a topic of discussion because it depicted good several down. Men ejaculating on another man.
Didn't oh, this is
A.
The,
Roger sent us a photo of this.
A. Nowhere Men number 7. B. Saga number 11.
Saga number 11.
Wrong.
Oh, was there another saga one on there?
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
No, he already gave his
wrong
answer.
Ah,
wrong.
Which one was it? Fables.
Saga number 12.
Oh, that's stupid.
Oh.
That was D. If you waited till D,
you.
I was gonna know the difference.
Good thing I stopped reading Saga at 9.
Category two or three.
Three.
Comic movies. 1 through 7.
2.
2. Oh, this would have been good for Corey.
The deuce.
He did not get it.
Fuck you.
Question number 2 for Joe. Jurassic Park 4
oh.
is set to take place where?
On an island.
Isla
fuck
Sorna?
You, Francis.
Canary Islands? Isla Nublar? Or the Mojave Islands?
If I could possibly describe me throwing my hands in the air at you. Audio.
Just take a swing, guy.
You throw your hands up in the air sometimes.
Saying hey?
Chicks in that video.
Isla Nublar.
Isla Nublar.
Nublar?
No,
yes, that's
yeah,
correct.
First
fuck
one,
yes!
The first movie was?
Yeah!
Yes.
I was gonna say, Isla Nublar is where the first movie took place.
Yes,
whatever, I don't care.
They're bringing
it
back.
Right.
Good.
So real quick, right now we have Susie with 3 points, Joe with 2, and Corey with 1.
How do I have 3? I should have more than that.
2 or 3 categories, Corey,
three,
now.
3, and that's it. That's a shame.
Comic books,
1 through 7.
1.
1, okay.
We should hurry this up, this game's taking a while.
Batman Inc. number 8 featured the death of Robin.
Damian.
What was this Robin's name?
He kind of just said it.
All right. Dick Grayson, Tim Drake, Damian Wayne, or Jason Todd?
You said Drake, didn't you? That's what you said?
Tim Drake.
Is that what you said a minute ago? Because I missed it because Joe was...
Okay.
Never.
A. Dick Grayson. B.
No, he's one of the old Robins.
B. Tim Drake. C. Damian Wayne. D. Jason Todd.
I missed it when you guys were talking a second ago, so I'm trying to read Susie's face.
Don't cheat.
It's the second one, B.
Wrong.
He just said Damian.
It's amazing.
I didn't hear him.
It's amazing the things that happen when alcohol gets involved.
Francis,
involved
full disclosure,
things.
He was drawing a dick on
yeah.
this piece
hey,
of paper
drink.
I was watching.
Drink.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Francis, so, yes. Comics or movies?
Comics.
1 through 7.
You're done.
7.
How many questions are left in each category?
I know, Jesus.
Question, Francis. DC Comics.
What a dick.
Upcoming event storyline is called what? A. Trinity
Crisis.
B. Death of an Amazon. C. Trinity Wars.
You gotta have Crisis.
Or D.
Francis.
Time Point.
Just make him say Crisis a bunch more times.
Well, it doesn't sound like Amazon's the one. It's usually a crisis. It's
always a crisis.
So
sure?
I'm gonna go with.
What was the first one? Trinity Crisis.
What was it? Was it Trinity Wars? Was another one?
That was the other one. Yes.
DC,
but would
crisis,
they do crisis because it's
crises
always a crisis?
Are everywhere.
Trinity Wars!
Boom! Francis got it right.
Yeah!
Oh, you totally coached him through that. Fuck you.
You did. You gave him a hint.
You told him it wasn't a crisis.
Comics or movies?
Movies.
Movies.
Fucker.
1 through 7.
1.
Roger,
one.
Wait. Roger has to drink for that.
Yeah, you do have
oh,
a drink.
Yeah, sorry.
You haven't been drinking. Drink up. Bearded.
You guys haven't gotten any right answers.
Fuck you.
Just got
all right, question. What 4 Marvel characters' rights have reverted back to Marvel Studios? A. Spider-Man, The Fantastic Four, Wolverine, or Gambit? B. Ghost Rider, Daredevil, Punisher, and Blade? C. The X-Men, Silver Surfer, Magneto, or Black Panther? D. Mystique, Venom, Electro, and Rhino?
I think I know this one.
I stopped listening.
A was Spider-Man.
Wait, what was the question?
There's 4
which
people
Marvel in each characters?
Letter.
Yeah.
Rights.
Yeah.
To those characters reverted back to
well,
Marvel
when
Studios.
You say rights, do you mean film rights?
Film
video
rights.
Game?
Okay. Right, which, repeat the answers, because I don't... I
Spider-Man?
Lost.
It's film rights. That's
think no. about who's not... Which one's on a Marvel movie?
Well, that's...
By Disney.
Spider-Man?
It's important that you say film rights, because,
film
like...
Film rights.
Okay.
Which characters' film rights have reverted back to Marvel Studios? A.
Sony still owns Spider-Man, doesn't they?
Fantastic Four.
So that's not it.
Okay. B. Ghost Rider, Daredevil, Punisher, and Blade.
Awful. Awful.
C. X-Men, Silver Surfer, Magneto, Black Panther.
It's not that.
Or
Fox
D.
still owns X-Men.
Mystique, Venom, Electro, Rhino.
B.
B is correct.
Oh, I'm going to get a new Blade movie.
There you go.
Corey.
Yes. Questions. Your answers
category,
are flawed in that one. I picked them apart.
Category 2 or 3?
Movies.
Movies. 1 through 7.
1.
Look how we try to turn a movies question into a comic question. Yeah, we
number
sneak.
Was that a comic question?
No, it was a movie question.
Yeah.
Oh, slimy, though, that motherfucker.
Clever girl.
Slimy.
Question. Christopher Nolan is in pre-production for what movie? A.
Superman.
Justice League. B. Interstellar. C. Guardians of the Galaxy. Or D. Time Worm.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, what do you mean in pre-production as what?
He's
what
like
he?
Casting. He's starting. The movie hasn't begun filming.
Is he producing? He's directing? What's he doing? You don't know, do you?
I'm not sure.
Okay, give me the answers again. I know Joe's trying
A
to tell me A.
Is Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
B is Interstellar.
It's not that.
C is Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, that's whoever did Avengers.
D is Time Worm.
Time Worm. I don't even know about that.
It's a sequel to Inception.
I would say A because Joe's going to
get
mad
wrong.
If I don't say it. Oh, you fucking cunt.
Wow. Take
oh,
a drink.
I just said cunt fly. I'm
take
sorry.
A drink.
I said it again.
It was Interstellar.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Matthew McConaughey is casted in it.
The next,
it's about time travel.
The next
like
Avengers movie is
worms,
Guardians of the
time
Galaxy.
Time Worms.
So I knew
like
that.
That.
Why would he make a new Justice League?
Francis.
Hey, wasn't,
yes.
wasn't he involved with the
Justice
League.
League
thing?
That's rumors. It's just rumors. Rumor would have it.
Well, that's a misleading question then, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's just rumors, whatever. You don't even know what Christopher Nolan...
I'm pretty sure he's directing.
Give me the question.
Do your research,
I'm 95% sure he's directing.
Do your research.
Give me a question.
Francis,
what's the
score? 4-3-2?
Movies.
Movies? Last question in movies. You don't even have to pick a number.
Just me throwing a fit.
McCoy. 6.
Which Spider-Man villain is set to appear in the next movie? A. Rhino. B. Doc Ock. C. The Penguin. D. Commander Zod.
The Penguin?
Pingers!
He's like a skinny penguin.
What were the first two? The Rhino and...
The Pingers!
A was
the
Rhino.
Villain. The
D. was Doc Ock.
Movie.
C was the Penguin.
No, not, it's not the last two.
Okay.
So
we
it's either
Rhino or
Doc,
Doc
Ock or Rhino.
Yes.
The Penguis.
It probably have to be Doc Ock because Rhino's not Penguis. Cool.
Wrong.
Fucking ah, the Rhino's the bomb. What are you talking about?
I don't like Spider-Man.
He's an original
comics.
Sinister Six, Francis.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you
real
yeah,
quick.
It's the
real
dude.
Quick.
The dude from Howard Stern.
Right now, Corey is irrelevant in this game.
Yeah, completely.
Joe has one last question that he could tie Francis for the lead if he gets this right. So you only have comics left because everyone saved that for last. So here we
why
go.
Why don't you come back to a tiebreaker between me
one
and Francis?
1 through 7.
What, isn't there one question
one
left?
1 through 7, please.
There's only one question
there's
left.
There's two questions left. Pick a number between 1 through 7.
7.
Thank you.
I don't understand.
Just do it.
Question.
Somebody.
Which comic company recently announced they obtained the rights to produce the Halo comics? A.
IDW.
Image Comics. B. Dark Horse. C. Boom Comics. D. Marvel.
Does Boom have an exclamation
yes.
point? Okay. Because you definitely pronounced it as
yes.
if there was an exclamation
point.
Dark Horse.
Correct.
Yes! Boom, shakalaka!
It's Dark Horse
Francis,
really
and me.
Has the rights to
yes.
Halo comics now? That's awesome, because Dark Horse is
they're,
kicking ass right
their
now.
Their app
no,
is fucking
not.
Terrible.
Okay.
Dark Horse
their
is
iPad
so
app, their iPad
since
app sucks,
it's
but
awful.
As far as their individual publications
yes,
go, Dark Horse
involved.
Has a lot
yep.
of good shit right
they're
now.
So, since you're irrelevant, this question is not going to you.
Please.
Corey, I'm sorry.
Can I win the whole thing if you give it to me?
No, it always comes down to me and Francis. Cock and balls.
Okay.
Cock, General Knox.
Susie's cock, Joe's balls. Okay, question. I have to finish the question and the answers before any of you can say anything.
Yeah,
if you say anything before the answer and questions are read, you lose.
Yes.
No point.
Okay,
man.
So question. Marvel repeated. Comics is in the middle of what event? A, Age of Ultron. B, Web of the Spider. C, Secret Wars 4. D, Avengers Downfall. That was... Very close.
No. You know what? That was at the exact same time.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to... I've never
I will defer my answer to Francis then.
Okay.
Secret Wars 4. Balls, Age of Ultron.
Yes.
Boom! I win, motherfucker! Ah, the champion reigns.
I have no idea.
Congratulations, Joseph.
High five.
Congratulations. Let's all go to Joe.
I banked on Francis not really knowing the answer.
I didn't know
I was
shit.
Like, all right,
I had no idea.
Here we go.
Give it to me.
All right.
Yes! Cock and balls at the exact same time.
So, like we've said, it's been a while since we've been on here, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of games we played that we haven't talked about since.
What have we played?
Well, usually we don't do a what have you been playing segment, but I mean, this is a special thing.
Yes.
We haven't been around for a month, so there's been a lot, and there's been some significant games that we've played. So, we have a few that we've all played that we have a lot of things to say about.
Yes.
We're going to leave those for the end. Quick ones, did anybody else play Tomb Raider?
Negative.
No.
No. Super good. I really recommend you guys play it. Roger, I was going to trade that for Judgment sometime.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
Weird.
Tonight would have been a perfect night.
Yeah.
I know, and I didn't bring it because I'm an idiot.
I have it.
Random,
I held up my end of the bargain.
Random thought.
This is your house.
random thought about Tomb Raider. Has anyone else noticed that the Tomb Raider sold below expectations? Dead Space sold below expectations. Like one other game, I can't remember which one it was.
Splinter Cell.
Yeah, Splinter Cell. Yeah. They all sold below expectations, and they had like deep discounts on them within like a week or two of their release.
There's been discounts on. I know there's
Tomb Raider was $40 on Amazon, and Dead Space was $40 on Amazon. A bunch of them, within a couple of weeks of them being out, were really deeply
Dead
discounted.
Dead Space dropped within 2 weeks.
Yeah, like right, like. If a game is big and it doesn't sell really well right off the bat, they're dropping the price like almost immediately. It's almost like don't buy it when it comes out. Fuck them. Wait.
Yeah,
and just buy it real like at $40.
Easier said than done to this table full of
If it's not a multiplayer game.
I don't try Dead Space 3. I bought it for $40.
If it's a triple A title and you're not like, I have to have it, you're always better off waiting.
You definitely always are. It's just
it's
really hard to do. But I recommend that you go buy Tomb Raider. I would pay full price. I did pay full price for it. But it's discounted to $40, you definitely need to play it. It's really fun. Better than the Uncharted series. It's definitely
the
like...
The whole series?
Is that what it's more like? Is it more like an Uncharted game?
It does Uncharted better than Uncharted did.
That's
a lot more
fun.
That's
a heady claim.
I know, and it's a lot
of... Does it have Nolan North in it?
No, I don't think it does.
I bet Nolan North fucked Tomb Raider girl, isn't he?
If he's in it, he's not a problem
savage
character.
Beast.
I don't know, he's in everything. Roger, what did you play that I was going to trade you Tomb Raider for?
Judgment.
Judgment, how
was
that?
Yes, me and Francis played Judgment.
I heard Nolan North played played Baird.
Did he?
No.
No, he wasn't Baird.
No, I'm sorry.
Gears of War Judgment, I would say...
It was
the best single-player mission Gears of War I've played.
Didn't
really?
You guys end that on a very messy night? I heard a messy story.
No. We didn't end it on a messy night. We played it on a messy night. Somehow we made progress in the game, and when I went back to my single-player game, it was like, you never finished these chapters, but I was somehow advanced past those chapters.
Keep the mic in front of your mouth.
So, after I beat the game, I didn't get the achievement for completing the game, and I was like, what the heck happened?
Well, explain what happened, what this messy night was.
We were hammered.
Sloppery.
We were just like hammered beyond reproach.
You making
was
ridiculous
this the night you beat Aliens?
No. Yeah, it was equivalent to the night we beat Aliens.
Some games you still have a hammer to beat.
Yeah, you can take it back. Take that garbage out of my
house. You're getting sued.
What else has everybody played?
But wait.
Do you have more to say
about
Judgment?
Just said two things about Gears of War.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Go ahead with the Judgment.
I know me and Francis are the only ones who played it, but I think Gears of War Judgment was the best single player of all the Gears.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. Yes. I went on to play the multiplayer, and I was a little disappointed. So.
Was it better than Spec
Ops?
The Line?
No, Spec Ops is excellent.
Yes!
I tried to get you fuckers to play that for so long.
I played it. It was awesome.
I told you.
Roger's the only one that hates it.
I enjoyed playing as Baird more than I enjoyed playing as Marcus for the three games.
Because he's got personality.
Yeah, Baird was good. And the best part about this game was that you didn't get stuck on one character for the whole game, so you couldn't get tired of him.
Red meat and titty.
You like went Baird.
I didn't even mean to do that.
That just happens.
You went from Baird to the girl. to Lara? The Russian guy or the Polish guy, whatever you want to
Rusky.
Whatever.
He's some sort the of Ruski, European.
The Ruski and then Coltrane, and then you went back. So it was good. It mixed it up. It was good. I liked it. Enjoyed it. Thumbs up. Yeah. I'd give it a 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right, what else has everybody played?
I played Defiance, Neverwinter,
the Borderlands game.
What did you get Defiance for? What platform?
Yeah, talk
PC.
About Defiance.
Yeah,
like
let's
it?
Talk about how Defiance's commercials completely ripped everything Borderlands ever has done.
It's a, listen, they tried to do Borderlands
it's
better.
It
should be happy.
Let's let the guy who actually played it talk about it.
It's not a very talk. It's not a great game, and it's not a bad game. It's a mediocre game.
It's Dust 514.
It's like a... What?
What?
And so it doesn't have the flavor... Or like the excitement of Borderlands, the jokes.
Of course
it
doesn't.
Like a straight. The quests are pretty boring. The characters aren't interesting. But the gameplay itself was fun.
Have you watched the show at all?
No, I have not. I had no interest in watching the show. So
I'm half-assing it.
I don't usually watch TV. I probably should watch the show. Maybe I'll get into the game more.
Well, I'm wondering if it gives like fan service to people to watch.
There's supposed
TV
to be
show.
Like a character. You're supposed to if you're like
yes,
good at something, you
yeah.
can be a character in the show
yeah.
or something.
Which is kind of cool.
And, like the storylines they put into the show that revolve around. That's what the show's supposed to revolve around. What happens in the game?
Yeah, but to watch a show while you're also playing the game.
Yeah, but the difference
ain't nobody
is,
got time for that.
Ain't nobody yeah, got time nobody for that.
Most once a week.
If you got time to watch a TV show, you got time to play a video game.
Can I ask you a serious question,
that should be on a bumper sticker.
Yeah, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Hey, serious question with a serious answer. Are you telling me
wait, you
the
already
trailers
know the answer?
For Defiance weren't trying to rip the Borderlands stick?
I haven't seen
at
any.
All.
I haven't seen
Loot
any.
Shoot. Are you kidding me?
Well, Loot the game is pretty much a carbon
I'm not
copy.
I'm not talking about the game because I never
him,
played
him,
it.
The game does copy Borderlands, but you get to summon a vehicle at any time. It's more like a mount in regular MMOs, and there is more multiplayer. So there's things called like arc falls, and a thing comes to the ground. There's like 40 to 50 people that show up and start shooting shit. It's a lot of fun. There's also Shadow Wars multiplayer.
But
which is sort of like 48 versus 48, which you really don't get in Borderlands. It's also instance.
My critique wasn't about
game. A critique of the game he's ever
I never
played
the game. My critique was only the way they advertised the game was clearly piggybacking on Borderlands' success.
Yeah, it's pretty much
well,
a loot
how so
shoot
is
like
it like
Borderlands.
A bunch of
I'm
people
sure,
show
like,
up and shoot a thing that comes out of
the
ground.
No, the commercial was just like these four like badass dudes like oh co-op play, and it was like a dubstep song in the background. And
blah, 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 blah,
I've only
blah,
seen
blah.
The commercial where it's like welcome to the new age, and like that thing comes out of the ground,
yeah,
and, like everybody runs up on four wheelers.
It just screened Borderlands to me.
It seems reminiscent of Borderlands, but honestly, I would rather play Borderlands because of the humor.
The gameplay is very fun. Everything else really isn't.
Stop drawing dicks.
I'm but, sorry.
But my anyways. final point is play Neverwinter. It's free to play and it's excellent.
Boom,
my
there it is.
Butt on it.
Joseph,
yes.
What have you been playing?
I've
that
been
just
playing,
recently
was,
came out
well,
since we last came on.
To preface this, I was given a 3DS. It was a hand-me-down.
By Francois.
By Francis by way of Corey.
Yeah, I got
and I've been playing
out.
A lot of the DS, 3DS generation stuff, Resident Evil Revelations, all the Castlevania games from DS. But I did play BioShock Infinite.
Did you beat
I played,
talk
I've been
about
playing
that right
Heavy
now.
Rain. I've been playing Heavy Rain because that was recommended to me by you,
yes.
Rogier.
It was a good game.
The nudity.
Did you beat Mirror of Fate? I know you played a
Mirror
bunch
Fate,
of
Mirror
of
Fate, yeah.
Games.
I played Mirror of Fate all the way through.
Did
I
you like it?
Yeah, it was good. You know what's weird? If you play Mirror of Fate, the 3D polygonal graphics are not even as impressive as the 2D drawn graphics of the old DS generation Castlevania games. I like the regular drawn stuff. Much better than the 3D polygon.
When
stuff.
I played Mirror of Fate, I shut the 3D off.
I hate it.
Because it. I usually shut the 3D off.
Makes my brain hurt.
Yeah.
Even for Luigi's Mansion?
Luigi's Mansion,
it
I
gives
turn
it depth
on,
to...
I turn it on
yeah.
just barely.
I turn it up.
Turn that shit up.
I turn it to 11.
No, I've got your old
my
DS.
My eyes go all fucky when I try
I've got
to
your old DS.
Yeah, you just have to get used to it. Your brain will hurt it first, but then eventually it'll go away.
Your brain will feel pain and pain.
What
and
your brain turns to mush?
I think the DS, the 3DS needs, you turn it all the way on and you turn it down a little bit.
Not me. I just
it's
barely.
Perfect.
Well,
oh.
The XL has like a, it's got like
it's
a,
got a clicky thing.
It's got
it's
a
clicky.
Click over.
Yeah,
it.
I know.
You click it on and that's all I do is just barely click it on.
I played with yours a little bit, like the little slider, and I was like click, click, click. It had clicks, but then when I got the one that you gave me, the old one, it was just a slidey. It had no
yes.
things to it. I turn it on all the way and I turn it down a little bit and it's perfect.
That was a Nintendo World last year and then some kid was like trying out the 3DS and he's like, man, does this go away? This hurts to play this game. Like, yeah, don't worry about it. Just keep playing. It'll go away. No problem.
Play through the pain.
Yeah.
But I played those. I played the Castlevania DS game.
You'll
later get
a tumor.
Mario Luigi's Inside Story. And I played Heavy Rain. And that's
yes, by the way,
I've been obsessed with portables lately.
We talked about in a break, everyone should play Bowser's Inside Story.
Ah, it's the best.
If you have a 3DS or a DS, you should buy Bowser's Inside Story. It's
the
great
Super Mario
game.
RPG sequel you never knew was out there.
Yes, way better than Paper Mario.
Wait. The Paper Mario for GameCube was pretty good.
No, I
don't
mean,
even worry about it, because Super Mario RPG plus Bowser's Inside Story equals jism.
Okay.
You can
I'm
get
just
it for
saying,
like, you can get it for $15
whatever.
And it's like 30 plus hours of entertainment. It's really
I'm just
good.
Saying the Paper Mario for GameCube was really good.
It was really good. And
I think
Sticker Star Mario was not a good successor to it.
Nope.
Hold on, I'm gonna quickly Amazon it right now.
I got to the same point you did in that game and I was like, I don't wanna play this anymore.
Yeah, like I don't wanna do
There's
all
like this giant
shit.
Thing in there and like you have to go back through all the levels that are a pain in the ass to get through in the first place and get these giant sticks. I'm like, GameStop hang on.
Yeah, not to mention you have to collect your attacks. You run out of the proper attacks, you're like...
You have to go buy them again. Right?
You have to go buy attacks.
You collect stickers, and you use the stickers to do attacks. Like, this is a stomp sticker. This is a...
Really?
Yeah, sticker
stomp. It's really irritating.
So, a DS uses like $165 right now on Amazon. It's probably... It's pretty much the same price. You can buy a new one.
Save this for media, Money Shot.
No, I mean like...
You can get on Nintendo has refurbished ones on their website.
Yeah. Like Nintendo is that's...
Yeah.
Grab a DS, grab Mario and Luigi's Inside Story. Money.
I'll get inside your story.
I'll just wait till you get in XL.
Also, while we're on portables, I have been playing Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon. Really super good. I recommend it. And I think it's like... Four or five mansions in this one. If you play the GameCube,
four or five mansions.
Instead of one mansion, like in the GameCube
like a
version.
Humpback.
Yeah, you're
four?
A giant dick.
Or there's, five mansions.
There's like four or five different individuals. Why are you so blown away by
that? I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I feel like I need to live up to your like awe of what I'm saying.
Are the mansions themed?
No, they're like different sizes.
Listen, did you play Luigi's Mansion for GameCube?
No.
Then get out of this conversation.
Do you want me to leave
get
the room?
Get out of here.
I'll leave the room.
Don't
I
make
do
him leave the room.
I do want to get it, but somebody said that it was boring and it...
Don't
you know what
listen
it is?
To them.
No, you know what it is?
It's an adventure game.
It's these fucking assholes on like Amazon and GameCube that like did the one negative review. It really gets to me.
No. My number one rule for Amazon, I always check the negative comments. I always click on the one star.
You have to. It's like eBay. Negative,
that's what I do.
Negative feedback.
I always click on the one star.
It's a good research, but you have
I'm
to take them with a grain of salt. Like, you have to see, like, does this kid just, did it just, like, burn
well,
his
yeah,
ass for some
but, like,
reason?
I always, that's the first thing. I never go to the five stars. I always go to the one stars and see what, like, reasonable points are made. And I'm like, well, that's a reasonable point that I would not like.
All right, but either way, we got to move on. Dark Mansion is good. I didn't beat the one
I'm gonna
for GameCube. I played it. I played halfway through it.
Really?
I think this is a really good successor.
Hey,
it was because I was dating that chick at the time, and we broke up. And
say
like
no more.
Finish it.
Weird story.
I have
no idea what happened on my GameCube.
That
actually
sucks.
Happened with my old N64 too. I have no idea what happened to that. I had to find all the old games.
Me
again.
No.
All right.
Weird.
We got to move on. Though.
Are we going to the meat and bones?
Not yet. Not yet. I also just bought Super Meat Boy, which is super good. I'm really late to the party on that.
Sounds like a porn.
No, it's get out of here. You've drawn
what
enough
did
dicks
do?
On my.
What did you do?
I broke my pen.
You broke a pen clip.
So wait, Super Meat Boy is not a porn?
No,
Super Meat Boy is an iOS game. Get out of here.
It's well, there's an iOS version of it, but it's a really super hard platformer. It's really, 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 really tough. If you like platformers, if you like you know old school games. Definitely should buy that. It's an indie game. It's really good. And
dude,
you just spilled your
come
mason
on,
jar.
Come on.
I bought Sims 2.
Empty.
I bought Sims 2 Pets for PSP.
Pets?
Yeah. PSP?
Yeah, I don't own a PSP, but I'm fucking
stupid. Wait.
Wait, what?
For PSP?
Do you want me to explain the rest of this?
Yeah. What?
Okay, I don't own a PSP, but I've been playing Sims Free Play on my iPad.
On an iPad?
And it's interesting, so it makes me want to play one of the old... Sims games, and the older Sims games on PS2 were split-screen. You could play them at the same time, so the wife and I could play it.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
The Sims 2.
I hear
hey,
you barking,
I
big
see
dog.
That on my PlayStation Network store. I'm going to buy that. Oh, it's PSP only.
I hear you chirp.
After
that's a
I buy
the
it.
Dick.
You can't get refunded?
Down. I have my PSP if you want to borrow it.
Stupid? You're going to refund me because I'm stupid.
I hear you. I hear you chirping, Big Bird. You want my PSP?
Yeah, I got a PSP.
I bought it. I thought it was one of those PS2 games that you could, or you know how you can play PS1 games?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yep.
what I thought it was. I thought it was a PSP, and I could play it on the PlayStation 3. Well, no.
When the PlayStation only. Network had like a weird sale, they were giving away PSP games for free, and I got Patapon.
I heard Patapon was really good.
It's good, but it's weird. It's like a rhythm game. You gotta
it's
like
very unique.
Pata, 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 pon. Punta, punta,
yeah.
punta, punta, punta. You gotta hit the buttons in like a rhythm. It's the most bizarre
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's a really unique rhythm game.
Yeah,
I heard
it's like a Parappa
really,
the
really
Rapper.
Yeah. All of us but Joe have played Dead Island Riptide. I'm playing Dead Island Riptide right now. Have you beat it yet?
I have not beat Dead Island Riptide right now. I'm on chapter 3.
All
right.
Well,
my modus operandi behind not playing Dead Island Riptide is that it's going to be the same as Dead Island, which was an unpolished turd.
Well, I agree with you. It was unpolished, but it was such a great idea for an open-world zombie game. So I assumed that the second Dead Island game would be more polished.
I hoped.
But
you were wrong.
I was wrong. Yeah,
but the hope is correct, but the reality, no.
But there's strongest
I knew
pro
it.
That they just fall back on. No matter how bad the game is, you're still like, I am chopping the shit out of zombies. Like, that's why you keep going back to it. You're like, this game is awful.
Well,
there's zombies fucking crawling in the fucking air. The car
Wait. There's zombies crawling in the air.
I've had bugs where zombies, like, you know how the zombies are underground? On like a wooden plank or something, like when you're like in some towns.
Like
and stuff
below
like
you.
Yeah, like
below
when you're
you?
On a dock.
Zombies
when you're
below
on a dock.
You?
No zombies have blown me.
When you're on a dock and you're walking on a dock.
So they're below you, yeah, they can't get you.
No. You're walking on a dock.
Yes.
The zombie's laying on the dock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why would the zombie
dock
be
you're
laying?
Walking on?
I'm with
okay.
you.
Okay. Yeah. So like you're walking, all of a sudden you see a zombie go.
Well, you know
get
this.
Up.
This is an audio podcast.
Smash it. But like you see the zombie sit up.
Yes.
And you're like, all right, that's normal. A zombie's sitting up on the dock. Because he's laying on the dock. So, physics, reality, everything, check.
Except
okay.
zombies, yes.
But now in Dead Island Riptide, when the bugs decide, you know what? The bugs want to take over. The bugs are like, you
insects?
Know what?
The bugs are sentient.
The bugs are like, you've had a good run, Roger. You've had a good run. But now, it's time for us to take over.
So it's like Assassin's Creed
so like,
3.
All of a sudden,
it's time
you're walking
to ruin
on
your
that
gameplay
dock,
experience.
And there's a zombie on the dock you're walking on. And then all of a sudden, the bugs are like, check this out, Roger. Check it out.
Okay.
The zombie has
no
now.
One can see that.
The zombie has now just been raised.
Like flies
that's
in the air.
That's the universal
sign of
five
things raising.
Levels in the physics reality scale.
Physics
so now
reality
the zombie's
scale?
In the air. The thin air. Pretending it's still. Pretending it's still on the dock. So the zombie's in the air. The clear blue air.
I restarted my game. I was playing with the new character, John.
Yeah, it's not
going to
help. Restarting the game
well,
is not going to help.
I didn't like the hand-to-hand.
I love it.
I mean, yeah, some people might like it. It's nothing bad. I just, I prefer different weapons. So I restarted with Logan because he had...
the douche.
Yeah, he had,
okay.
yeah, the sport.
The like, douche. Just say, the douche.
So he had skill trees that you could improve your guns, your blades, and that's what
yeah.
I usually use. So I restarted with him, and there's a mission early on where you're supposed to find a boat.
Yes.
You go.
Yes.
So I knew where the boat was. I walked up to the boat. There's nothing there.
No boat?
Nothing
no
there.
No boat?
And, but there was a little thing that said investigate. So I clicked on it. And,
I'm on
and the
a
guy's
boat.
Like, hey, I found the boat. It's right here. There's no boat there. I even step out on, into the water
that's...
thinking maybe it's an invisible boat. No, there's no boat there. I fall into the water. There's
that's
nothing.
Definitely Dead Island Riptide
and
in
they're
a
like,
nutshell.
I got to go find the engine. That's part of it. So I was like, okay,
that
I remember where the
like
engine
Dead Island.
So I walk across the little village, I find the engine, I bring it back to this non-existent boat, and there's a little like icon where you're supposed
yeah.
to walk up to it and hit X to install the engine.
Yes.
The icon is floating in nothing, because there's nothing there.
Could you install the engine
I
in the air?
I walk up and I install the engine, but what happened, as soon as I install the engine, it launched 50 feet straight into
no.
the air for no reason.
Way.
It launched straight into the air, and then it fell back down.
Typical Dead Island.
And bounced. It hit the water and bounced over and over, 50 feet into the air, back.
Deep
really?
Silver, you're
so
hilarious.
What did you do?
I just stood there and was like, what do I do? And as soon as it came back down in front of me, I like tried to time it right, so I hit X. So as soon as I hit X, it accomplished the mission of installing the engine.
Yeah.
But that idiotic mission, it was like, this area of the island you can only get to by boat, but you can't. You can drive there. There's a
yeah.
road that gets there.
Yeah.
So I just said, fuck it. There's no boat here. I can't take the boat. So I ran back to the car and just drove to the next mission. I've had zombies fall into the ground. I've shot zombies with my nail gun who yeah. fell into a bush, which is, like, impenetrable.
Yes.
A bush you can't even walk through.
I hate that. I hate that walking through the jungle and you get up to a bush and it's like, nah.
You can't
no,
even
why?
You can't even get into the passenger side of vehicles anymore and slide over. You can only get in the driver's
yeah.
side door, which makes zero sense.
Listen. If there's one last thing I'm going to say about Dead Island, all the shit you hate about it.
Riptide.
Everything
Riptide.
You hate about Dead
Riptide.
Island, you'll hate about Riptide.
Listen, all the shit that's wrong with it,
the
all
end.
The shit that didn't improve.
No, it has a
there's
whole
no
new set of bugs. They're totally new.
Yeah,
there's
but
no
it was
buggy.
Awful before. They made a game that was half made and awful before. Deep Silver, I'm talking to you.
Techland.
Half made and awful.
Well, it's
there's no new skill tree. There's nothing to put your skills in.
I need that.
What the fuck, man?
I put it akin to a B movie. B movies are fun to watch because they're just funny and there's violence, but they're not well done. There's all these problems.
No. Yeah.
And there's all these problems with Dead Island Riptide, but it's fun to play
a
zombie.
That's the point.
Game.
That's the point. Like all this shit that's wrong with it, but you're still chopping the fuck out of zombies.
Francis, I'm drunk as shit.
Yeah, what are you doing about it?
Handsome Joe is off the chain.
He's got a nickname.
Joe is Ron Cax. Tell me about what you're doing right now.
All
right.
On his college room.
Something like 7% of kids can't stop doing it.
All right, hold on.
Okay, so let's move on to another game.
So Joe's drawn because he's bored and he didn't play.
I wish that went in.
Almost
I
threw
wish
that
it
pen
went
in my
in.
Beer.
All right. Try to get it in Corey's beer.
Let's talk about the game that we've all played has elicited reactions emotionally.
We've all played.
You can't get emotions out of video games.
Can I be the first one to answer on
this
topic?
Let's talk about what game we're talking about first.
No.
We're talking about BioShock Infinite.
Yep.
All four of us have played it.
Yes.
We all have opinions on it. I know Roger really loved it. Sushi
game of the forever.
Did
he
not
said.
So much. Joe's got some gripes. I really enjoyed it as well. So
enjoyment.
So let's go around the table and talk about it.
I enjoyed
it. Let go of Susie's head.
All right. I enjoyed it. It was a very good game. That being said, 10 out of 10, game of the forever? No.
Well, let's preface it. Roger called it game of the forever, which is an instance that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense?
Hold on.
So it's better than Super Mario Bros.
Hold on.
Yeah?
It deserved...
Don't let that go any further. That's an idiotic argument.
Are you saying it's not better than Super Mario Bros.?
Hey, this is Joe's segment.
Woo!
Joe's talking
about it deserved a level of praise beyond regular old game of the whatever... But hold on. It was game of the month.
It was definitely
game of the month.
First sound effect.
But this has been a year of really lackluster games.
So where would you take points away from BioShock Infinite then?
For me, points away comes from the steampunk aspect of it.
That's just your subjective opinion.
You know me. Steampunk absolutely gets under my skin. Spoiler alert.
This is a spoiler alert segment. It's very tough to talk about BioShock Infinite and not have spoilers.
The minute I knew it was a time paradox type of situation, it ruined it for me. That's when I knew the story wasn't going to impress me. So I was... Oh, I'm sorry.
That's your time paradox noise.
As soon as I knew it was a time paradox, I knew the story wasn't going to impress me.
What clued you in that it was a time paradox?
As soon as I knew it was a time paradox, I was like...
You just said the same shit.
Okay.
You don't let me finish.
It's a paradox.
As soon as I knew it was a time paradox, I knew Booker DeWitt was...
But what clued
Comstock.
You into it being a time paradox? Whoa.
Nothing had to clue me in. I knew it as soon as
but
I heard...
But like... So you're playing the game.
Sorry.
I don't
as
think
soon
we're
as
using
I saw
the term
a portal,
paradox correctly.
As soon as what do they call it?
The tear.
The tears. As soon as a tear opened and I saw Back to the Future in 1985.
You mean Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, whatever.
In French.
Return of the Jedi.
In Paris.
Revenge of the Jedi.
It had nothing to do with Back to the Future.
Yeah, whatever it was. As soon as I saw Revenge of the Jedi, a.k.a. Return of the Jedi in
Alt
French,
reality.
I was like, all right, time paradox. Booker DeWitt
is Comstock.
I don't
think you're using the term paradox correctly.
Yeah, it was a paradox.
No, it's not a paradox.
A paradox is like an unsolvable problem. Like you go back in time and kill your mom.
Yeah.
That's a paradox because you wouldn't be able to go back in time if your mom never existed to give birth to you, so you'd never be able
to go back you couldn't
time.
Kill Booker DeWitt without killing Anna DeWitt.
I think you're talking about alt reality.
It's like in Back to the Future 2 where there's a skew between the two 1984s.
Yeah, well, you're basically what you're doing right now. Is your mincing words?
I think
it's semantics.
No,
I think
no,
we're not. Can I say
it's
something?
It's totally semantics.
A paradox is different than an alt reality.
Can I say something?
About alt reality.
Can I say something?
Roger. I think the point of showing you those specific tears where you saw like Return of the Jedi, or when
you heard Cyndi Lauper,
or when there was tears.
Revenge of the Jedi,
or when there
Cyndi Lauper,
when there was tears with songs that didn't exist in the time of Columbia. I think the point was...
Duran has no place in 1912.
I think the whole point of that was just to show that these people had access to those times.
Alternate realities was a very important point in the game.
Yeah, but you know what's weird
but
about it?
But he doesn't
it?
Like alternate realities.
No, I love alternate realities.
And there was a lot of stuff where like...
Hold on, we're talking over
No, go Roger, go ahead.
There was a lot of the... What were the fucking audio logs called?
The voxophones.
Voxophones. A lot of voxophones were like... where. What was that guy's who made like all the handyman and stuff called?
Red Meat and Titties.
Fink.
Yeah, okay. Fink Industries. Sorry.
Okay, Fink. But like there was voxophones of him being like, "I saw a tear with men melded with machine," and like obviously he was like, he was talking about like the big daddies, so like
no, it was Handyman. Handyman.
Yeah, he was. Well, he, yeah, he got the idea for Handyman from the big daddies in the BioShock game.
So, I was so excited when I went to Rapture.
Oh, when
hold on, wait.
I want to know what else.
If you didn't know, spoiler alert. I was so excited when I went to Rapture. I thought the DLC, I thought that the season pass was warranted by the return to Rapture.
You thought it was going to be like levels taking place in Rapture.
I thought, you know what? I'm in this infinite universe. The BioShock Infinite name makes sense. I'm in Rapture.
Does make sense?
No, but if you're in Rapture, the Infinite, you could be in anywhere.
That was the point I was trying to make.
I was so excited when I thought that you could be in any universe.
That was the point
in anything.
Hold on.
That was the point I tried to make to him. Where, like, I don't think he agreed with me.
Roger's pointing at me.
I don't think he agreed with me. But like, my point was like, so Booker DeWitt. Is Booker
he
DeWitt,
could be anyway.
Comstock, he could be Andrew
exactly.
Ryan. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah,
I was
he
like,
could be Andrew Ryan.
At one
Ryan.
Point after the baptism, he became Andrew Ryan.
Okay.
Exactly.
We're
I thought that was a very good stepping point for a lot of different universes, and then they shut it down.
That's why I call it the game. That's why I call it the game. They didn't shut it down.
No, they did, because whatever which direction you went, you still stayed Booker DeWitt /...
The ending was very
Comstock,
ambiguous.
Whatever,
the
Hail
ending,
Comstock.
The ending Andrew. Was very ambiguous.
Well, they could only have one ending.
No, but I mean, I liked how it ended.
We have a lot to talk about this game.
Yeah.
Hold on, we'll get to you. I want to know why Susie thinks it's a
Newcastle.
Terrible game.
Go ahead, Francis.
Okay, so you start the game off as a guy with an eating disorder.
Pinkerton.
Confusing.
Who's probably a hobo
very
at one point.
Very confusing game.
Eats food out of the trash. And
if you're going to berate the game for using food as
health,
you
have
to berate the entire
industry. I'll just get to the point
industry.
Of my problems here. So, coming off a year of playing games like Dishonored and Faster Than Light,
Steampunk.
And things like that, and games we have, options, this is just a straightforward shooter, What are your upgrades for the guns? Oh, I can give it more damage.
Francis.
Or more ammo.
Francis.
Okay, that's really not,
Francis.
I can't put a silencer on it.
Hold on.
Go through this quietly.
Why would you want to go through
Francis,
that game
Francis,
quietly?
This is pretty
Francis.
Much Call of Duty with sci-fi.
Francis.
So all right.
Hold on.
I'm going to grind through this game. Okay, go to this area.
He's losing it.
Guys, go to this next area. Shoot these guys. I'm glad I got $30 for that for it.
Francis,
GameStop,
hold on.
So.
Wait.
What's up? I did not enjoy the game. There was not enough variety. It was a linear first-person shooter. It was boring. There were parts of the story that got boring.
Boring as shit.
And my whole... Let's go through a time portal. Okay, everything's cool here. All right, let's go through this time portal. All right, now all the manufacturing's here. Oh, let's just go through another one, and then it's all okay, and then we can continue on with the story. I'm like, all right. Let's
so you wanted more
just,
like variety in the
let's
weapons,
just do this.
More variety in the combat.
Well,
you know,
like the first BioShock, there was shotguns. It had different types of ammo. You could modify your guns with sort of different things. And
I did feel like
it was just a linear shooter to apply to a mass market and put the story on. It was a waste of my time.
Really, you didn't?
I didn't like it at all.
You didn't get invested in the story at all.
I did. I got attached to it. The whole father daughter thing, that was nice. But like having to slog through like the last half of that game, where you're going through the castle of Saber, and it's like the future.
That was like the last. Like,
that was the best.
I was just like,
10%
I got to kill all these guys, and I got to sneak through these guys, and I got to get the shotgun out to shoot this guy. I did not go into BioShock Infinite
expecting like complex, spectacular gameplay. I didn't go to BioShock Infinite for the gameplay. Okay.
Obviously, you went to BioShock
I went to BioShock because the first BioShock game's story was
Thank
good.
Thank you, Francis.
The first BioShock's game story was good up until like the last like quarter of the game, which they've acknowledged.
I'm Andrew Ryan.
The ending was not
so
not justify the rest of the game.
You bought Infinite for the narrative, not
yes,
for the gameplay.
And since I bought it for the narrative and the gameplay. Where can you say in the narrative and the story of that game that it went wrong?
You can't.
I don't see anything wrong with the story at all. Nothing in the story was...
BioShock
no missteps, nothing.
Exceptional game.
Not one misstep in the story of the game.
So you've clearly laid it down that you don't see any problem with the narrative. Did you see any problems as far as a game at all? Did you see anything that you
controls.
Didn't like in the game?
Control
I mean,
scheme.
Just the normal stuff that's wrong with every game. It gets repetitive.
But
just
to say
like
that...
Just like Dead Island Riptide has fetch quests. Just like Borderlands has fetch quests, where you're doing the same things you did in Borderlands 1. Just like those games have the same problems, where like you're doing the same shit over and over again. But like... can you really, I don't know, like, how do you fault a game for that? Like, how much, where do they stop? Where do they stop with the variety?
The only thing I would fault Bioshock Infinite for was I felt that they pulled back a little bit on the combat. I thought the combat was a little more varied in the first Bioshock because it was...
Well, you're saying
hold
they...
Hold on, hold on.
Okay.
There were more plasmids. The plasmids were more of more variety.
Yeah.
And the vigors in Bioshock Infinite, most of them were all almost the exact same.
Yeah.
It was just like a magic power I could throw at somebody to inflict damage. The only ones that were different were Possession.
Undertow. Undertow was awesome.
Undertow was good, too.
Get away from me! But,
and
they had the sky rails, though. Like, that's... What game has had sky rails where you can run
underutilized.
Around? What games...
Everything in... I'm sorry. I'm breaking into this conversation because everything in Bioshock Infinite was underutilized.
Oh, my God. Who the hell...
I didn't mean to do
don't
that.
Don't do that.
I didn't mean to do that.
The handymen, the plasmids...
Yeah, you barely saw
plasmids,
handyman.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
plasmids,
thank God, too.
Hold on. Wait. Listen. The handymen... The plasmids, a.k.a.
shooting ghosts with bullets.
Vigors.
The Vigors, the handymen, the Skyrail stuff, everything in it was underutilized. And I don't know if it was on purpose or whether it was a part of the DLC-like thing they were trying to do. But everything they did good in that game, they did very sparsely so that they could
get... What difficulty level did you play it on?
I played it on hard.
I played
it
on
hard, too.
Handymen were hard as shit on hard.
All I did was shoot them with the what was it? The M1A kind of like
the machine gun?
No, the semi-auto rifle.
The
M1A
rifle.
Yeah, semi-auto rifle. I just shot him right in the heart with it. It was like everything they did right in that game, combat-wise, was done very sparingly. And all I did was use the plasmids to just like fuck somebody up, and then I used the machine to get more ammo. And then
I used Possession a lot. That was the one I used the most.
I used
use
that
Possession
for easy kills.
I agree. Like
especially the ghost. The ghost lady
Comstock.
Lady Comstock.
Absolute bitch.
It was bullshit you had to fight her 3 times.
Yeah,
like,
that was
I agree.
Absolute bitch.
I agree. Like, the sky rails were there, but, like, you didn't have to use the sky rails. But, like,
why did they put
things in there that was so...
It was a new gameplay element if you wanted to. You could have been nasty at that, and you could have done it by doing the sky rails.
Why did they put those in there, and they didn't utilize them, like, 100%?
I think I would have been pissed if they forced
you
to use sky rails.
That was the point, to get
from island to island.
Yeah, you could get
to
different sections
of the map. Yeah, like, you used
them
for traveling, but if, like, they were like, you have to use them for combat, I think I would have been kind
of
pissed.
Well, the very last...
No, not even that. Just the use of them to get from one point to another. They had those weird, like, bridges... To, like, connect things.
Yeah.
And that was like, all right.
Hold on
to
that mic.
Yeah. The bridge didn't exist. It wasn't happening.
Well, that very last fight you had to do,
the Skyrail was very useful.
Weird ass.
The hat you could put on.
Blow all the Zeppelins away, shit.
It could make you invincible for a few seconds after jumping on and off a Skyrail. So that entire fight, I was on and off that Skyrail, like, over and over and over again.
But back to, like, my point, like, the plot, like, everything about it was good. Like, it showed a dichotomy
of
the characters. Like,
dichotomy.
Yeah, dichotomy.
What?
I think you said dioctomy.
Did I?
I
apologize.
So.
Dichotomy.
I'll listen to it later and find out.
But what was the what was the black lady's name in the game?
Fitzroy.
Like,
hated her.
So,
hated her.
In the story you started off in the game with, she was this good character that was for the people.
It was fairly ambiguous.
No,
you hadn't ran into her yet, so it was insinuated.
She was
like,
a salty, insinuated
in
bitch.
The world you were in at the beginning of the game, that she was this good character, and she was fighting for the people, and she wasn't an ultra douche.
But that world...
She was a salty ultra douche.
You didn't... That's not where you met her.
That world you started in,
she
did steal your blimp. That was the original world.
Yeah, but I wasn't
too
upset about that.
She took that shit right off the bat.
I wasn't too upset about that.
That's kind of a fucked up thing
to do. But she seemed nice in that world. And then when you got to the other world, all of a sudden she's just like raging lunatic.
Well, then she'd start...
She was an ultra-nationalist.
When you got to the other world,
she was a Nazi.
Took her to wit, like, took a completely different path where he was just like, I'm this guy. Like, and he ended up dying in that world because he, like, ended up being a martyr for the cause. Anyways, that's why I think it's the game of the forever, because of the story of it. I don't actually think it's the game of the forever.
NWO versus WCW World Tour is NWO.
I just think, like, the point of the game, like, it was very meta. The game was very meta.
It had a lot of levels.
Very meta.
It had a lot of levels as far as
it was very meta. It was a very...
Is that a DC reference?
It was a very critique on video games in general. It
very meta?
Meta is not a DC.
Meta is a DC
meta
thing.
Meta is
like
just
mutants.
Like, meta is like where like a comic or a movie or something like makes like critiques or stuff in like the real world.
fourth wall.
Comments on culture, comments on reality.
Mm-hmm. So it was very meta. I think he like had a point to say about games and stuff, and he made that point.
What was up with the racial undertones of the game?
It was 1912.
Yeah, 1912.
But like, all right, the first thing you come across is like, all right, this is a white area, this is all white.
That House of Ravens was super fucked.
Yeah, that was super racist.
I didn't even get that the first time I played through. I didn't even get that. But the thing was, when you get on the stage and there's like a white guy and a black guy, a black girl, and they're like, all right, stone these motherfuckers. And they're like, I'm not going to do that shit. I love black girls too. Like, what the hell? Like, I'm very pro-American, and I hate the idea that like back in the day, America was against black people. Whatever.
America was pretty racist.
Yeah,
in
it was racist, but like, let it go. It's like, you know, whatever.
But the story took place in 1912. It's going to be racist to be accurate.
I don't like Ken Levine's idea of America.
That makes sales. That's how you make sales. You got to be racy.
Yeah, it was edgy, and I get that, but I didn't like Ken Levine's idea.
To back off of racism in something taking place in 1912, I think would be to backing off reality. I think it was pretty ballsy to put up all these signs like defend your race. Like they didn't back off at all.
I got it. Believe me, I got it. I appreciate it, but at the same time, I was like, you know what? There's more to America than the race issue.
It wasn't
and
just
the
racism,
same time,
though.
But
it was like Irish.
That was the, like...
There was
that
racism.
That was the Irish.
Native American, Chinese.
Because Comstock was some...
Comstock
was
a
racist dickhead.
Yeah,
that was the
exactly.
point. So if
Comstock
got,
didn't agree with... Comstock didn't agree with Lincoln, and that was what the basic principle of the whole game was.
Of why he
Comstock
seceded from the Union.
Yeah,
whatever.
Comstock
well,
said,
seceded
fuck you, Lincoln.
He seceded from the country because he attacked China.
Yeah, so when you have this guy that's a dictator and he's a fucking... incredulous racist. Of
at
course, you're gonna have racist themes in the
beginning. You're weird, and then the middle, you're like, I don't like this Fitzroy character, and at the end, you're like, maybe Fitzroy's onto something. And then, like, no, Fitzroy's a dick. It was a weird.
The game was
sandwich.
Very good.
It was a club sandwich.
It's very.
You have
good.
No idea what's going
very
on until the end.
Can we talk about the last battle in the game?
The last battle was really, really non-consequential.
I had a tougher time with the very first Lady Comstock fight than I did with the final battle.
Exactly.
Shoot from the hip, skip. Woo! Tell us what you thought.
I really enjoyed the game. I thought the narrative was really great. I think that's an important game as far as video games go. In the narrative, I think it's an important game, like top 50 games.
I think it set the bar.
I think it did. It was incredible.
It set
a bar. But it pulled back on combat. In comparison to BioShock 1.
Controls.
It wasn't as varied. I never had a problem with the controls, but I just didn't think it was varied enough.
The only problem I had with the controls was I'm so used...
Left trigger aim down the sights.
Exactly.
That, like, every time I'd be like, oh, I gotta aim, and they'd just be like, oh, vigor.
That's talking about. That's my big
You could change
price.
The setting to
oh,
the left
you?
Trigger. Yeah, I changed
Ooh.
The setting to left trigger aim.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Like, yeah, because we're the Call of Duty fucking generation.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly
and there we have it.
And it's not a bad thing.
What's that mean, Francis?
All I mean is left trigger aim down.
Says the guy who didn't
there
get the story.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior.
Alright, so we're back, and I think we have BioShock Infinite out of our systems now.
It's time for the meats and potatoes of this podcast.
Yes.
The corned beef and cabbage of it.
Alright, so let me give some context to this. Microsoft has confirmed that on May 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific time...
10 a.m.?
They're going to
1 a.m. our
unveil
time?
Their PM? Next generation Xbox.
Can't wait.
Which is referred to right now as
Fusion.
Xbox 720.
No, Fusion.
Durango.
Fusion, Durango, Xbox Next. It's got a lot of different names right now. Oh, that was real. That was good.
That was a good one.
That was a real life fart. Oh, my God. Did you people get that in Boston, Massachusetts?
All right.
From Boston, Massachusetts, coming at you with flatulence and awesomeness.
All right, so
Joseph Handsome Joe.
In an official post on the Play XBLA blog, Microsoft said that it's going to mark the beginning of a new generation of games, TV, and entertainment. You having a hard time keeping your headset on right now? All right, so since it's really fun to speculate, and since you guys are probably gonna you guys are probably gonna listen to this after May 21st announcement, you're gonna be able to see how wrong or right we are.
Yes, I'm gonna be right.
Joe, what are you looking for?
100%.
It's right in front of you. Jesus.
All right, so we're gonna go around the room. All each gonna have three predictions and one wild
ass
guess about what's gonna happen with the new Microsoft console. Susie, you go first.
That's wrong. Well, there's the Microsoft tablet that we all know of.
Windows 8,
there's
Pro.
What's it called?
RNT.
The Surface.
The Surface.
Yeah.
And there's gonna be a shitload more integration with that.
Friends,
Microsoft.
Talk about the OS.
Joseph.
Relax.
Joseph.
Which brings me to my next prediction of Windows 8 integration. So Xbox and Windows 8 will probably have some sort of crazy integration.
You think the next Xbox will have a Windows 8?
It'll probably have
It definitely will.
It'll have some Surface Windows 8 integration because Microsoft's probably just trying to do the same ecosystem that Apple does. Trying to bring that all together.
Go ahead, Roger.
So you have to be your Surface tablet, your Windows 8 desktop, and your Xbox, which is probably
Your first prediction?
Xbox tablet. Or some more tablet.
Oh, so you're saying the Surface tablet?
No, your first thing was Lumarum.
No, I'm doing the ones that nobody probably already said.
Joseph,
let him talk.
One is Xbox tablet. You're right.
Okay.
I am right. Thank you.
All right, so your first prediction is that the Xbox will integrate
with
Surface tablet.
There would be more Surface tablet integration. There would be more Windows 8 integration. And there will be more Big Brother via the Kinect. I think there was a report out saying the Kinect will scan. You have to have the Kinect on to log in. And it'll look at you or something, and it'll scan the room and what's going on in the room. And I think that's done to properly advertise to the user. So saying you have a Pizza Hut box on there, like, hey, we got a pizza app.
Are you serious?
Technology.
Pizza.
Hold on.
Wait.
One at a time.
Are you saying the Kinect is so sophisticated that it can see a
it
Pizza
Hut box?
It
knows what you're doing,
room.
It's
hold
a on,
camera.
Hold on. It can properly pronounce
it
the word
sophisticated.
It knows what
you're doing. Sophisticated.
You definitely swear there's that. There's
what did I say?
Sophisticated.
Well, I'm kind of drunk.
Well, there's a camera, and it requires it to be on.
It knows what you're doing.
Hey, that's not Frank sitting down there using this Xbox. What's going on? Is there another user?
Sophisticated that it can tell.
Yep.
Yeah.
You think the Kinect will use like user specific advertising?
It'll take a picture and it'll assess the picture and it'll say, okay, what's in this picture? What can I pick out? And it'll say, okay, we'll advertise this to this person because Microsoft's all about advertisements.
Okay, so what's your
Call of Duty exclusivity is my crazy.
Really?
Prediction, because Call of Duty Ghosts is getting announced at the Xbox reveal, and they'll probably announce it as also an exclusive.
You think Call of Duty Ghosts will be a Microsoft exclusive?
Microsoft needs fucking serious help with exclusives.
No, it doesn't. It really isn't going to be a...
That's
three
my...
Well, three
prediction.
Three to four systems are going to have Call of Duty Ghosts.
Whether or
three
not
to four systems?
PC, Xbox, PS4.
Pingus!
Exactly.
PC, Xbox,
whether or not
PS4.
Can I finish?
Whether
can
or not it's
right,
a good
Corey,
idea,
go
this is his prediction.
No. I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
Fritz, make a prediction.
No, not a good idea. I'm saying...
Xbox is going to be Microsoft's way of getting more money.
Okay.
Hopefully for Microsoft.
So are we moving on now?
Yeah,
let's move on to Roger.
Okay. I don't think Susie said any of mine.
I don't
know
why I did that.
My first Xbox prediction was that the new Xbox will sell less units than the PS4 in the first year of sale.
Agreed.
Are you sad for Xbox or are you happy for Microsoft?
I don't know. I wanted to hit the awe button. That's
so I really think the PlayStation 4 got a jump on it. I really think no matter what Xbox does on May 21st, the PlayStation 4 has a jump. And in public opinion, the jump is the...
Why?
There's already heavy investment in Microsoft.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I think the jump is key.
What do you mean
the
jump?
They got the jump.
Who went
first? They went first.
Yep.
They were like, listen, we're for gamers. So if Xbox comes out on May 21st, we're for gamers too.
Don't do that. Don't bang the mic.
Like, who cares? Who cares
up.
If Microsoft comes out on May 21st and they're like, we're for gamers too? PlayStation already said that. They got
if
the
you
jump.
Want to get
they
technical, if you want to get technical, Nintendo got the jump with the Wii U.
Okay, no one cares about
well,
the Wii U. Get out of here.
Wii U is last generation.
So that honestly, I
like
think
1.5 generation.
I think that's a legit prediction that the PlayStation 4 will sell more than the Xbox in the first year of sale.
Okay, that's a good prediction.
Second. The new Xbox will debut a Microsoft TV service within 6 months of release.
Really? You fucking stole mine.
I'm sorry. I believe... I think that's a legit prediction, too.
I think it's very legit.
Okay. And the third prediction...
What do you mean by TV service? Like, elaborate
on that. Like a TV service. Like, they'll have AMC, whatever. They'll have...
See, what I think is... Like, I'm just going to jump on yours because I have the exact same prediction as you. I think they'll have, like... it'll be almost like a YouTube service where people can upload content.
Yeah.
I think there will be original content. It'll be like Revision 3. Did you ever watch Revision
3? I believe
3?
That if The Walking Dead Episode 1 of Season 4 comes out on AMC on Sunday night, on Monday morning, Episode 1 of Season 4 of Walking Dead will be available on the Xbox.
Awful.
I think they'll also put up original content specific to Xbox Live.
Yeah,
the day Iron Man 3 comes out, Iron Man 4 will be available on Xbox Live.
Like I said, I don't...
Just the record, Iron Man 3 comes out today as we record this.
Like I said, I'm not...
It's good, but it's terrible.
I heard from a lot of people that Iron Man 3 was really good.
No, he hasn't seen
it's
it.
As good as 1.
He's at the table with us.
But the point is... Xbox exclusives equal awful.
Okay, so let me move on to my third prediction.
Yeah, do your third.
I believe the third Xbox will have digital day of releases for every title.
You motherfucker, you're stealing all
mine. I'm sorry. I think that's...
Dude, all right, Joe just stumbled away from the table.
Dropped your hat.
Knocking everything over in his corner. Finish your day of release thing.
So, well, that's it. I think every title will be digital day of release.
It already happens now. Oh, no, that's PlayStation.
No, it doesn't happen now yet.
That's Sony.
Yeah, not...
Day one season passes.
I think that every single... To fight piracy, it'll be one of their ways of fighting piracy. Is every single Xbox title will also be available day and date of release. Like, you'll be able to download it on the exact same day. I totally agree with you. That was one of mine.
Okay, crazy, but entirely possible.
Do it.
The new Xbox will partner with Xfinity for their always online campaign.
Don't do it.
I doubt it.
I hate
okay.
it.
Okay. The new Xbox will allow cross-platform online play on multi-platform titles, including PS4.
You think they'll be...
Let's not get into that.
I mean, that's your prediction.
And my last wacky guess was the new Xbox will partner with Netflix and start a microtransaction service for high-profile movies and shows.
They're going to do that. It's going to happen.
You like download movies?
That's not even... Yeah. That's already happening. Netflix is already offering.
And some
HG
of my backups.
Version.
Can I say my backups or no?
Sure.
The new Xbox will require every system to have Kinect.
Yeah, it will.
The new Xbox. The new Xbox will require a membership to Xbox Live.
Yep.
And the new Xbox will have less exclusives than the PS4 for the first year.
Yeah. It does now.
Yeah.
All right, my turn?
Yes.
All right. I want to start with a couple
media
of my
whore.
I want to start with a couple of my wild.
Go ahead.
All right, my first wild-ass guess is during the press conference, Jonathan Blow will be paraded on stage to denounce the PS4 and pledge his allegiance to Microsoft, all the while being held at gunpoint by Larry Herb.
That's not possible.
A.K.A. Major Nelson.
Yes, but it's just
okay.
All right.
Wait, who's Jonathan Blow?
Jonathan
the
Blow.
The guy that does that awful game.
Braid.
Oh, the guy who's doing that game, The Witness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guy.
And now another one of my wild ass guesses. Remember, this is totally probably not probable. There will be backwards compatibility.
AKA
that's not happening.
Possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
And let's see. Also, as an attempt to fight used game sales, everything will be released day and date of its normal release, which is what you said.
Online required to connect first.
DRM.
Oh, speaking of DRM, yeah, that's another one of my. This is a totally probable one. Is let's see.
You think that's off?
I know.
The always online connection will be based on individual publishers. Like, always online will be something that the Xbox will always be in order to download games in the background, download games overnight.
Yeah.
But as far as being able to function while only being online, that's going to be on an individual publisher basis. So
sure
I think
you're saying if a game, an individual game requires you to be online, you'll be online. But if another game does not require you to be online, you don't have to be.
No, the Xbox will always be online. But in order for a game to function while being online, that'll be up to the individual publisher per game. Like, some games will be able to function, let's say they're not online. Other
but
games,
you just said the Xbox will be online all the time.
The console will.
Okay. So if the console's online...
But let's say I put in one game, and
yeah,
it's the publisher is 2K.
Okay.
And... I'll be able to play that game. I'll be able to play that game even though I'm not connected online. Let's say
but
I buy another game. The publisher is EA.
Yeah.
This game I cannot play unless I have an internet.
Okay,
connection.
But you said the Xbox will always be online.
The console will be.
I don't understand.
The console insists that you will be online.
I don't. I no no.
Am
like,
I not
I'm
being
not
clear?
To, I'm not trying to be a dick, but I don't understand. You're saying the console will always
ask
be
me to explain the plot of your question.
The console, seriously, this is the last time I'm going to go through this.
The console will always be online.
Okay,
so why does it matter if a game requires online
because
or not?
Because some games
you
have will
to go,
not...
He's not familiar with DRM.
Some games you
I'm
will
not. I'm not, you're right.
I'm trying to explain it, motherfucker.
Okay.
It's digital rights management.
Okay.
It's an attempt to avoid piracy.
Yes.
Some games... The console will always be connected online, correct? You follow me
I get that.
So, I'll buy a game.
Yes.
I'll be able to play this game.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if the console is online.
But the console will always be
the
online.
The console will always be online. But let's say...
Why is that relevant, then?
I don't have an internet connection. Let's say I don't have an internet connection.
So how's the console going to be always online if you don't have an internet connection?
Bam! Deal with it.
The console,
hashtag.
The
fired.
If I buy the console and I have an internet connection, it'll always be connected online. It'll be able to download games at night.
Okay.
Let's say I buy the console, but I don't have an internet connection,
so
right?
Some games, you say some games aren't going to work on that console, but some games will.
Some games, the always online capability will prevent the game from even functioning. Other games, it won't. I could play the game regardless of online connection.
Okay. But
I
DRM,
think that'll be based on individual
digital
publishing.
Rights?
Digital rights management.
Okay, so DRM is basically something for a company to use to make sure you're not using a pirated copy of the game?
Yeah, attempt to avoid piracy.
Okay.
And I think bigger publishers, EA maybe, will make games that will not function unless you will be online all the time because...
That's
I don't
a
know.
Dick move, though.
It's
a dick
it's
move.
Not, it's not something that would go over well with people, but it happened with SimCity.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and
how'd
awful. That work out?
Yeah, not well.
Yeah.
But
well, they still sold a lot of copies.
And yeah, exactly. So I also think that the whole touting of indie devs that Sony did, I think it'll go one of two ways. Either one, Microsoft will be like, hey, look at our Xbox indie game section that they completely bury and you
I don't even know where it is.
No one can find
difficult
it.
Difficult to find demos.
I think that they will either try to tout that and be like,
yep.
Listen, we're letting indie developers develop
well,
on
I mean, you got the Retro City Rampage guy.
But that's
you
what
got,
I'm talking about.
Blow.
I was talking about when that PlayStation 4 got the jump. Like, even if Xbox does that, PlayStation 4 already does
well, Xbox,
said that.
Xbox has been... they.
Xbox is known for their indie...
Yeah, they have an indie scene, but they like bury it and they don't advertise it. So I think either one, they will advertise the hell out of it and they'll make it much more accessible, possibly adding achievements, advertising it more, or they'll go the other direction and say, fuck indie devs, and they will try to get much more... They'll try to go way more exclusive with Call of Duty or with Respawn. Mm-hmm. I think Respawn might release a Microsoft title that is Microsoft exclusive.
Never going to happen.
And I also think Halo 5 is going to be mentioned, but it won't be a launch game. It'll be a launch window game.
I thought it was a yearly release for that.
Okay.
I think it'll be in the spring of 2014.
What the fuck was I going to say? Fuck. Carry on. I don't remember.
Yeah,
what
go do
that's
what you're going to do.
I think they're going to revamp achievements. I think it's going to be cross.
That's what I was going to say. They already talked about like achievements are going to be like more complex.
Well,
why do you want achievements to be more complex?
That's a rumor, is they'll be able to bring up achievements of, like, let's say there'll be, like, a double XP weekend. They'll be able to make specific achievements for that without releasing DLC.
That's just rumor, though.
But I think that'll happen.
They said, let's say Memorial Day weekend, if you do such and such and such, you'd get an achievement for that.
Yeah, like a double XP weekend.
Yeah, like a weekend-specific, like, exclusive achievement, which is kind of cool, but, I mean...
And right now, they don't bring about new achievements unless there's DLC attached, and I think there will be achievements without DLC attached.
They should definitely make the certification process to release patches a lot easier, because a lot of developers complain about the certification process on Microsoft.
They should all consoles should make certification process way easier and less pricier if they want to get indie devs away from mobile platforms.
I swear to God, I have no idea what's going on.
Joe, what are your predictions for the next Microsoft console?
The next Microsoft console? First, I wrote bullshit press event, which probably was going to happen first and foremost. Is a bullshit press event on it.
Press events?
Can you get more specific?
Like George Washington?
It's going to be like guys
founding
talking
fathers.
About shit that they really aren't excited about, which pisses me off. If you're not excited about it, don't come out on camera and tout it.
So you like, did Mike Cerny look excited?
You don't think they'll be excited enough?
You know what it was?
It'll be fake excitement, I think.
Yeah, fake shit.
I think
like,
it'll be pretty, genuine excitement.
Considering your job's probably on the line.
Yeah, their job is on the line.
The PS4 event, a.k.a. quote
Better be
event,
fucking excited.
Really pissed me off because the things they were talking about were really, really nonchalant.
You didn't,
hold on, Francis. when Watch Dogs came out.
Watch Dogs?
Which Asian French guy was like talking about shit?
French guy hybrid.
That thing sure was French. Really. He was like excited about it, but he was
hybrid.
He was.
How many times do you think he's done that demo though?
No, this was the.
You
initial,
do something a thousand times.
This was the initial.
What did he demo
at
to?
The New York
people.
PS4 event.
Hold on.
Pingers!
Can we
Pingers!
Bring it back? Let's bring it back to Microsoft.
Yeah,
Microsoft?
Bring it back to Microsoft.
I predicted a bullshit press event. Illumarum.
I forgot to mention that. Yeah, you're right.
Illumarum is going to happen.
Tell me about
Illumarum. They are so about gimmicks.
How does it work?
That's what I was about to say. Tell me about that gimmick,
yeah,
please.
How does it work?
The Illumarum thing relies on the developer to actually implement the extra.
How does it work in your room, though?
Stupidly.
Hey, Francis, fucking give me a second.
You have to get, like,
green
screens
to make
Hold
it work.
Up,
Illumarum relies on the developer to give you the extra borders to what's going on the screen.
It's a projector.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a projector that's going to be on your coffee table.
What if your cat walks in front
what
of it?
What if you have a coffee table?
The cat is a fucking
yeah.
asshole.
What if you can't
like Bowser?
What if you're poor and can't afford a coffee
let's
table?
Let's explain what this
we
is.
We can put all that shit on the floor.
Put it on somebody's back.
There's a video on if you YouTube.
Illumarum
like
will project either a image of the screen that
Bruno.
You're playing, extending the borders. It will project a second screen that's going to tell you what's going on just to entertain you. Or it's going to project all kinds of weird shit to get you distracted from what you're playing.
It can increase the perspective of the TV.
Yeah.
It can make certain individual aspects of the game you're playing, such as like snow or weather effects or bullet fire.
But thank you, Corey Atwood, professional video game correspondent.
I'm trying to be articulate.
Thank you.
Your job of research.
It's all kinds of weird shit. Illumarum was not the...
Can I?
Illumarum was not my big thing. Illumarum is going
to
be the number one.
I have a quick thing to say about Illumarum.
He's got something to say about Illumarum.
How's it going to work? Like, what kind
There's
of...
There's a video.
It's going to be on your coffee table. It's going to shoot all
kind
over
of
the
background
wall.
Do you
Jade.
Need?
It's going to look stupid.
It's going to be like jizz. It's
all over the walls.
It's going to be like jizz.
I don't do that.
I don't
Wait,
do
Roger,
that.
It's all over the walls.
Tell us more.
Clean that shit up. Get a towel.
Telling you about aluminum.
I don't. You called it aluminum room a second ago.
Okay.
it's
where you take
a
government
baseball bat, a Louisville Slugger, and you hit balls.
That's aluminum
room.
Yeah. I thought that there's a video. If you go to YouTube, if you go to YouTube and type in Illumi room right now, it's a proof of concept video where they show they have a projector attached to a Kinect and they put it in the back of the room and it projects onto where the TV is. It can read what's going on the TV, and it can extend your field of view. It can add special effects.
It just
effects.
Doesn't make sense because you don't have I have a wood fireplace there. I have a window there. What's it gonna project onto the street?
No, it would
Put
project
the
onto
down.
The TV and whatever's around the TV.
Okay.
Windows and a wood fireplace. What the?
You
it's
have
gonna
to
look
you
stupid.
Have to see the video.
Well,
just YouTube it.
Have you seen the video?
It's gonna look stupid.
Have you seen the video?
No.
The video explained. It also. It's also.
The options
It does have options.
The options don't interest me.
No, it calibrates.
Are all developer oriented.
Read the before.
An awful OS dashboard, aka Windows 8. That's my prediction.
Is that touchscreen? Will I be able to touch my TV and use it?
If it's not touchscreen, Windows 8's awful. Listen.
Well, Kinect is their closest thing to touchscreen.
Nah, but you gotta wave your hand and shit.
I agree, it doesn't work as well.
If they make you use Kinect, I'm not buying one.
Hey. Listen, let me read my actual top
read
three.
Read it before, it's the best one.
Pingers! Kinect sex games. Where you actually have to stand up and hump shit.
They have that.
You have to move your... You have to move your... You
well,
have to
like,
move
like
your waistband.
Xbox 360 fitness sex
Thrusting.
Edition?
Wait, what
single
else
player
did I
campaign where you...
Oh, upgradable GPUs, which is never going to happen because Xbox is too... tuned in to the PC market.
Whoa.
What does that mean?
Hold on. So you think there's...
He shut his mic off. He doesn't give a fuck.
Isn't that the reason I buy a console instead of a PC so I don't have to upgrade it?
Yeah.
Why would I buy a console I have to upgrade?
What if they give
you... upgrading it to the new Xbox.
Wait, time out.
No,
time out.
That I would have to buy parts.
Time out.
The whole thing is Xbox has gotten... And PS3, PS4, a.k.a. has gotten more...
A.K.A. what?
A.K.A. nothing. He's going to continue.
A.K.A. this PS4 apparition that has... The PS4 apparition that has emerged. All they want to do is
Call of Duty apparition.
All they want to do is ape the new technology. So if Xbox wanted to get ahead, they would... jump into the...
They're using the new AMD
Francis. Yeah. They would jump into the PC market, dick first, and be like, you know what? Let's make an upgradable GPU.
Okay, Francis, on average...
What are you looking to upgrade? PC...
Just give me an average price on an upgrade.
If you want a top-end GPU, yes. 250, mid-range, okay. 120,
so
low-end, 85.
The new Xbox was like, you know what? If the Xbox was like, you know what, for $75,
yeah.
You can still play... Mass Effect 7.
Yeah.
On what you have right now.
Yeah, but it's more than...
No. But, like, the textures are going to be like this. But if you pay $75 bucks for this new upgrade that you insert into your Xbox...
That's unrealistic and stupid.
Yeah. You need more than just a new GPU.
It would never happen, and I could explain to you why.
You need more CPU, you need more RAM, you need more...
The whole reason I am a console gamer as opposed to a PC gamer
because
is because
every
I don't
game
want
they make fits that console.
Well, I don't...
You
yeah,
don't
exactly.
Have to worry about
I don't
that.
Want to have to upgrade the system on which I play games.
But
I want,
why can't a computer
I'm
easily...
I'm trying to explain to you.
No, but just, real quick. No, no, real quick. Let me say
quiet.
This real quick.
Okay. You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this a safe place?
When I go to GameStop or wherever fuck ass I'm going to buy this game, I want to bring this game home and I want to be able to play it on the system that I own.
I'm
I don't
not saying you can't
to,
do that.
I don't want to have to upgrade my system. The entire reason I own a console is because I don't want to have to upgrade my system.
But I'm saying, like, don't you think it would be appealing
to
gamers?
Give me my beer.
No. Like, you could go to GameStop, buy that game, come home, and on your new Xbox, play that game.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will happen for you. You'll play it and be fine. But say if you gave them an option, like a $75 option, say, you can play that game on a normal new Xbox. But if you pay $75 more for the upgrade, you can play this game and it will look like 20, like 15 times better.
No,
it's not
going to
be that simple.
I don't think they would
ever
do that.
It's not going to be that simple.
I'm not saying, I'm just
throwing
out.
There's a lot more than just the graphical processing unit that's affecting your upgrade purchase.
That's what GPU stands for?
Yeah.
Okay.
That, and they would also be competing with themselves of different versions of their own console, which is exactly what sunk Sega.
But why can computer games release, like I got StarCraft 2, I can play it on low.
StarCraft Pulse.
I got StarCraft 2, and I can play it on a low setting. Why can computer games do that and Xbox can't?
How come you can't play
it
on Ultra?
Because a console is designed to be simplistic. You
plug
need
and
to
play.
Buy a game,
but like, how hard would it be for
the
new Xbox?
Play that shit on Ultra.
To play on the normal mode, which is the base Xbox system.
Don't be a pussy.
Then it would be a PC console.
Don't be a pussy.
But what if they found a cheap way to do that?
It wouldn't be cheap for the consumer, because I
don't
think
it'd
be
$75.
Are you saying...
It'd be
you
called the Xbox.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No. If I, that's the whole
if
reason.
If it was a GTA game, you would.
Oh.
Fuck you. Fuck me. Fuck you.
Hold on.
Yes.
Someone definitely talked during that.
Did you hear that last one?
It was good, but I don't know if I could isolate it. All right, hold on.
I told everyone to shush.
All right, our next segment. Hold on. Shh.
Oh, yeah. Dropping
fucking
loads.
You got to talk over it. All right. Dropping loads.
Shut up and take my money.
Dropping loads of money. All right, this is our money shot
evenly
segment.
Distributed.
This is where we tell you should spend your money because cool shit has come out and you should buy it. Susie said he's got a money shot. What
Let
is it?
Let Susie go.
I have.
I actually have four.
A money shot.
But it's kind of like something
no, we don't
count.
All need one. Don't worry.
So okay. if you guys are a fan of Kickstarter.
No, we're not. We hate it. We hate it. We just haven't
had an opportunity.
No, only two people here hate it.
Tell Kickstarter to go
don't.
Fuck itself and it's Kickstarter in their ass.
Just for record, Joe is groping the shit out of Susie.
Can we do a podcast all about Kickstarter?
No.
Why?
Because
talk.
Fighting.
People are talking
what's
over me.
What's the difference?
Let Joe, or let
talk,
Susie speak.
Francis.
All right, so Star Command.
Star Command for iOS looks awesome.
Star Command is a good game.
Get
I got
over,
it.
Francis.
It just got released. It was kickstarted, and you should buy it. It's a.
I bought it.
You did.
It's good.
I enjoy. Yeah,
it's a good game. It's about if you like
I
Star Trek.
I got it on the iPhone.
You'll
though.
Have fun playing it.
I got it on.
Camelot Unchained just got funded. It's an open world PvP game. If you do like open world
fucking
PvP,
fucking stock market.
Guild Wars 2 is
Where
good at
what happened to it?
What?
What happened to the stock market?
Just keep going.
All right.
talking about
it's doing pretty well right now.
In June, D&D Chronicles of Mysterio will be released. It's the arcade beat 'em up D&D, and it looked excellent at Penny Arcade. Neverwinter was released on Tuesday. It's open beta, free to play, and it's a very fun MMO.
Joe
it's actually
like
into like the album.
Right now.
It's a good time. And I just got an email from Sony Entertainment telling me to come back to Inside 2 because they're giving me 30 free days of subscriber access and free shit. So if you guys play Planetside 2 and you stop,
he's rubbing Susie's head.
Go back and there's an email waiting for you.
Things have got 8-bit proofed.
All right, my other money shot is if you haven't played The Knife of Dunwall, do so.
Joe, do you have a real one? No, he doesn't. Roger, do you have a real money shot?
Like, real...
Something
like,
you think
detailed,
our listeners should buy.
No, I just think you guys should buy more comics.
Okay, so buy more comics.
Whoa! Buy more comics, because tomorrow... It's Free Comic Book Day, but you won't hear this podcast until after Free Comic Book Day.
So about 6 days ago, it was Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
Buy some backlog.
It was awesome, because New England Comics had sales, and they were good. I'm pretty sure, prediction, New England Comics will have 30% off trade paperback, and I'm going to take advantage of that shit tomorrow.
Right, so this is a prediction for tomorrow, which is in the past 6 days.
Yes, exactly. It's a time paradox.
A paradox.
Ah, bringing it all back.
Open that tear.
So our next segment, hold on, silence please.
I'm silent.
Wait, what is this?
This is Baywatch.
I just want to whip my contact in yesterday.
Hence why this is the FAP segment.
Oh, yes.
All right, so the FAP segment...
Full audience participation.
Correct. And we haven't been on for a while.
No.
We've been out of commission for about a month, so we don't have a lot of full audience participation.
Because you guys hate us. Because we post stuff.
All right,
We post stuff.
The only two things I have to mention are... Robert Pelletier and Randy Barsh both asked us about kids' apparel.
He prefers to be referred to as Randall.
Yeah, what are we, rich? What are we, like a company that's just going to be like, you know what? Presses, make kid shirts.
Well, I was just going to let them know that we have to order these in bulk.
Yeah, I mean, so we're not going to order bulk baby sizes.
Well, yeah, we have to order a shitload of baby sizes at the exact same time. And we still have original T-shirts. So, buy all
original
T-shirts.
How about we send you one of those and you cut it down?
Yeah, buy all our original T-shirts. Then we'll order baby T-shirts.
Cut the sleeves off, so I'm be a bitch.
We don't have a lot of money right now, so maybe as soon as we start making money from this whole podcast.
Yeah,
thing,
we're
we
poor.
The only other thing is listener Armayhew.
Who?
You still...
That's not nice.
Pronounce his name correctly, you fucking...
Armayhew. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it.
Any of us know him?
He still has not claimed his free digital copy of Skyrim for the 360.
Oh, it's a digital copy?
For asking us to interview the hottest cosplayer.
Do you think we succeeded in that?
I think we did.
He definitely did.
To do.
Okay.
But either way...
And he hasn't... So that jackass saw free... No. Let me do this, because this is my new stick.
XNGamer.com!
My new stick is to belittle the fans. So listen, this ass
that's,
clown...
That's good. Let's do more of that.
This ass clown...
Yeah, no shit.
This ass clown followed us on Facebook, saw that we were giving a free copy of Skyrim away, and he was like, I want it. And then the motherfucker... didn't listen to the podcast where the winner would be announced. Well,
that's the thing, is we give things away to try to get people to listen. So that's what I'm saying to you, Armihu, which I don't think you're an
listen
ass clown,
by
the way.
Listen to the fucking podcast,
well,
guy.
All I'm saying is you need to contact us via Facebook, Twitter, or email. Our email is apitproof.
I don't think we should give it to him.
Let me finish. apitproof@gmail.com. We're not going to chase you to give you a free copy of Skyrim. You need to come to us. If you don't claim your digital copy by the time we record our next podcast, we're going to announce a new contest where someone else can win the copy.
Yes.
Which will be a very simple, just respond to anything we do in the podcast. You will win it. So you have until we record our next podcast to claim your digital copy, which you can do via Twitter, Facebook,
or
email.
Facebook.
All we got to do is send you a free code, which you can download it. It's really
something
simple.
About
it's a free copy of Skyrim. Not everyone has Skyrim.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So we're not going to chase you.
Who doesn't like Skyrim?
Please contact us. We'll give you a free copy of Skyrim, and we've reached the end of our show. Plugs, I'm going to go first before you plug
Boom.
A cat, and you plug who the fuck knows what.
He's asleep. Look at
we
him.
Need to, please give us a review on iTunes. Every review helps out. Give us a 5-star review, and we'll give you a free copy of or a free month of PSN Plus. We have codes for that. We have like 5 or 6 left. So if you review us on iTunes, give us 5 stars. We'll give you a free month of PSN Plus. Really helps out our standing on iTunes. More people can see us. And help us out by retweeting anything we do or like us on Facebook. More people see us. More filth we spread. And we also have a YouTube channel now, which we have a lot of our PAX stuff up on the YouTube channel. So go check that out, 8-Bit Proof on YouTube. And I think that's it. Oh, follow us at 8-Bit Proof on Twitter, at Catwood. That's me, CATWO0D. And do you have any plugs? Let's hear how good those they are.
I want to plug the Boston Comic Con on August 3rd and 4th.
Yes,
we'll be there.
We're going to go to, we're going to do ridiculous cosplay.
Am I plugging now, or are you still plugging?
I'm sorry.
Okay. So August 3rd and 4th, Boston Comic Con.
Don't talk over him.
We're going to be there. We're going to be there. We're going to be doing some interviews with the Kuz players.
You're going to do some on-camera interviews.
I will.
Okay. Roger will be on camera for the first time.
I will. I'm going to do... Come on, guy.
I'll write him some questions. He'll make
sense. So go to Boston Comic Con. It's August 3rd and 4th. Dude, can we talk about Boston... They're like two main actors, actresses, whatever you want to call them, is like Lara Holden.
Andrea from The Walking Dead,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Andrea from The Walking Dead and freaking Rick's wife from The Walking Dead are the two main actors that are going to be there.
I don't care.
Really, guy? That's who you're getting?
Who's guy?
The worst characters in that fucking show you're going to get. I don't even want to talk about The Walking Dead TV show.
Let's not then.
Like,
we're
Acting 101, they did not take that
hold
class.
Hold on, we're at the end of our show. Let's not start a whole nother show.
Okay. Francis.
Plugs.
Plug it out.
I just wanted to plug Neverwinter again. It's free to play. It's
okay.
A lot of fun. You
all
guys
right,
will enjoy
move
it.
On. Let's
it's
move
a lot less
on.
Restrictive than Star Wars: The Old Republic.
So that's
just get
stick.
Just
that's
talk
stick.
Over me. It's fine. No, it's okay.
That's my stick.
I'm not important. Go, Joe.
You are important, Francis. Francis.
Joe is unconscious
Joseph.
Right now.
Joseph is plugged in inebriation. He's plugging, being drunk.
I like Call of Duty.
He likes Call of Duty.
Joe likes Call of Duty. And. Giving fellatio, I think.
Yes,
is to
yes,
right
he
now.
Likes giving fellatio.
He's very excited for Battlefield 4.
When he gets morbidly
Joseph,
curious.
Joseph is a fan of a flaccid,
right.
Flaccid, fleshy.
That's Susie
meat
rubbing
bone.
The mic on an unconscious Joe Beard right now.
Listen, folks, real quick, my last show, folks. We try with this podcast, right? Do we try with this podcast?
Yeah. I think
okay,
we try.
So like, we give effort. We try to entertain you people. Just give us some feedback. Tell us what works. Tell us what doesn't work. Tell us what we need to add. Help us make us better. That's what I'm saying. That's my shout out is that we try for you, but we need you to tell us what will make us better, what will make this podcast better. Because in the end, if this podcast is better, you'll be more entertained.
Which you can do via Facebook, Twitter, or
yes.
Or you can email us at
yes.
Or 8bitproof@gmail.com. At 8bitproof on Twitter or facebook.com/8bitproof. And I think that's the end of our podcast,
yes,
right?
Help us be better for you.
I agree.
Francis, last words?
No.
Let's go.
It's gonna be like jizz.